since most of us couldn't make it all the way to Qatar, Bay Area fans of World Cup soccer are heading out to some of our favorite local hangouts to catch the matches. One of those places is Commonwealth Cafe and Pub on Telegraph Avenue in Oakland. The English pub with Scottish touches was packed on Tuesday for the Iran-USA and England-Wales matches.
And this place is, as you can tell, is a very special place for the World Cup.
That's Joshua Rosenberg, who started coming to Commonwealth when it opened in 2010. Then he joined with a partner and bought the place in 2016. They had some good years with some challenges. And then we all know what happened in 2020.
Commonwealth was constantly pivoting during the pandemic. We did takeout, food pop-ups. We were even at one point kind of like a general store for the neighborhood. Just like we did everything we could to keep going. And now as we're recovering from that, there's a lot of inflation and people are trying to survive and be cautious with their spending. And so...
So Rosenberg made the tough decision to shut Commonwealth down over the summer. But then the World Cup was coming, so he decided to reopen the pub just for the run of the World Cup. To do it justice, he told me, and to give people like Peggy McClanahan somewhere to go.
I have referred to this place as my second living room for years.
That kind of says it all. But she told me one of her fondest memories here was during the World Cup in 2014.
I had broken my leg playing soccer, actually, a few months before that. And I ended up actually just taking a bit of a staycation from work at that point. And I basically, like, for about 10 days straight, just came over every day and sat and watched all of the group stage matches. So that was really special.
Commonwealth Cafe and Pub is open today for the last of the group stage matches. But after the finals on December 18th, it's done. I'm Brian Watt, and you might just see me there early tomorrow morning for the USA-Netherlands match. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.